It's the Lord's Day. We're recording on a Sunday, which we never do. I already feel very kooky about it.
Yes. It's the L-O-R-D-E, Lord's Day.
Exactly. Stream solar power. Yeah. I'm very happy to be back, and I'm very excited to be doing this. This is the highlight to my week every week.
Also, ever since our last episode about cloud, a handful of people have DM'd us and said, oh, I just went out and bought the cloud intense. And I was like, whoa, we're moving some units.
What the fuck have I been saying for 3 years? Sickle? Yeah. Okay.
We need an affiliate link.
Like I said last time, like with all the units that I have pushed of that, like I should be arrested.
Or given royalties.
It's also that.
The opposite of arrested.
Whatever.
Paid
true.
Small incremental fees.
True. You're all very welcome for that recommendation. Cloud is the one. I wore it on Friday night when I went out to that Charlie XCX show, and I wore like a little bit too much of it. As I was putting it on, I like twitched.
I feel like you can't wear too much cloud.
I know, true. And Fran kept being like, you smell so good. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to agree with you on that. I was smelling amazing with all of the Brooklyn queers at Charlie XCX.
I love that.
It was so good. It was one of those nights where I was like, I am young and queer and invincible. And then I woke up the next morning and I was like, that was a lie.
You're like, I must now recover for 12 hours straight.
Now I cannot leave my house or open the blinds.
Wait, don't you have those huge ass floor to ceiling windows?
Not floor to ceiling. It's like floor to waist. Wait.
Okay.
Ceiling to waist.
Ceiling to waist. Yeah. That's still really tall.
Yeah, they're big. We love light.
Love the sunlight.
Seasonal depression. Who? Yeah. You, though, went apple picking.
I did go apple picking.
You upstate. One, you left your apartment.
I know.
Wow.
And I drove across bridges.
That's wild shit.
It was great. And it reminded me that the air is different out of the city. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is what fresh air smells like.
Right.
I was actually getting a little congested. I think my body was just like, it's too much fresh air. Mm-hmm. But I was like, whoa, nature's tight. Like hearing little critters. I went to my friend's house in, oh, your butterfly tattoo looks so good.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Red Hook upstate.
Okay.
But she has like this little cute little house with her partner, and it's just surrounded by woods. There's little chipmunks everywhere. They're so cute. I'm still just like, I'm like, it looks like they're like a little Disney princess forest house. Mm. The little critters running about. Also like way too many spiders, but you know, take the good with the bad.
Sure.
And we went to an apple orchard and picked apples. I don't think I've ever gone apple picking since I was a kid.
Yeah, like, why would you?
Exactly. I'm a fucking adult. I can buy apples from the fucking store. I guess that's an activity people enjoy. Whatever.
Whatever.
I was like, let me give it a try. Let me see what the fuss is all about. It was very strenuous.
Yeah.
And apple orchards smell crazy because all of the fallen apples on the ground.
Yeah, they're all on the floor.
Well, they get stepped on and smushed, and then there's swarms of flies and bees just like feasting on these squishy ass apples.
Ew.
And it actually, it smells a lot like apple wine. Like you can smell them
fermenting on the ground. Sure.
Yeah, so I was like, yo, this smells kind of rank.
Yeah.
There was also like a little goat pen where you could feed some goats. That was very cute. It's also terrifying. Mm-hmm. You just feed them pellets and they're just licking your hand. And I'm like, what is this?
I just like, just go to the grocery store, you know?
Well, if you go to the farmer's market, they just pick them for you and bring them to the city, mm-hmm. which is nice, but.
Yeah, but like, oh my God.
It was pretty cheap though.
I feel like every farmer's market is like full body combat.
Yeah, with, like, no, you're totally right.
In a stroller.
It stresses me out. Wow. It really does.
You texted me and you were like, I'm going upstate. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to pry. I'm not going to pry into that. I'm just going to. You know, mind my own business. We'll record on Sunday. No big deal. And then you posted this photo of you. I didn't get the context of like you were apple picking. It was just you like in the leaves looking devious as fuck. And then you reached out, picked one apple, and that was it. And I was like, she has gone to Midsommar or something. Like she has joined a cult. Like what is going on?
You know, it's funny. I was going there and I was like, I don't even fucking like apples. They're the worst fruit.
They are the worst fruit.
Halfway through eating an apple, I'm just bored. Yeah. I'm just like, there's too. I'm chewing for so long. Mm-hmm. So much chewing involved. I guess this is healthy, so I will eat them. But like, I prefer so many other fruits to apples. But I respect that there are so many apple breeds, which I'm just like, how are there so many apple
also
breeds?
Also that, I'm like,
it's
pick one.
Crazy. All the apple breeding, it's kind of sick, y'all.
I know.
Yeah. And then so like they give you a bag, you fill up the bag and they weigh it by pound. And like our bag was like, it's like the size of a grocery bag. And then we filled it up halfway. And it's like me and my one friend who also is just like, apples are just okay.
Yeah.
And like, we're both like, this is a lot. And I put it on the scale. I was like, wow, this is really heavy. Cause you're like walking around, like carrying this increasingly heavy bag of produce. And I'm like, God, this is so heavy. And I put it on the scale and he's like, 9 pounds. I'm so weak. I was like, that. I truly thought that would be like 25 pounds.
I mean, hey.
I have no upper body strength. It was really cute, though. I would go back again when the leaves change and, I don't know, do some fall stuff.
Festive fall vibes.
Fall, autumn vibes. Sponsored by Maison Margiela.
Not sponsored.
Sponsor us, Margiela.
I love that. Yeah, all I did was go to the Charlie XCX concert.
And that's like, fun.
Yeah, got drunk and went shopping yesterday. Oops.
Ooh.
Sable and I are twins today. We're wearing the exact same thing.
I know, a white t-shirt and then like roll up denim shorts.
I know. She opened her door. We both just screamed.
I know. I'm sure my neighbors, it was like once a week, they were just like, there she goes again.
I love that. I'm seeing JoJo tomorrow. I am beside myself.
Whoa, you were on a roll, dude.
I know. And I was supposed to see Tinashe on Thursday, but a work thing happened. And then I was supposed to see Tinashe again last night, but I was being a dumb bitch, so I didn't.
Oh.
It's fine. It's like, how bad do I want Delta going to all these events?
That's fair.
So I'll just like go to two.
Yeah. I went to one of my first like PR events on Thursday.
And also like I wanted to go to that.
Yeah.
And it was a mezcal tasting and you don't drink. So I would have taken your mezcal and done that too.
I was just eating the little hors d'oeuvres.
I'd have been blitzed.
Yeah. Well, everyone's great. I was like, you can have mine.
Yeah.
And they're like, thank you.
I love that. I love mezcal.
Not that you couldn't have asked for more, but still. I was just smelling them and I'm like, that's gasoline. That's gasoline. That's also gasoline. Mm-hmm. This is a little bit smokier gasoline.
Right. Dior took me to dinner on Wednesday.
Oh my God. How was that?
It was great.
Wow.
I just wanted to say that. And then Bulgari sent me dinner on Thursday.
Bulgari?
Yeah. With this new fragrance.
Oh my God.
And it's as big as this water bottle. It's enormous. What? Yeah.
Wait, did you ever try their...
Yes.
Okay.
The mixing ones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you?
No, but the bottles looked really pretty.
Yeah. Okay. So they sent the mailer for that. They sent big vials of it, but they didn't send the actual bottles, which... Mm-hmm. It's a good way to send the mailer. They were fine. It was cool.
Yeah.
But like as a consumer to have like, so sorry to back into this for the listeners. Bulgari put out this pretty cool collection that actually someone else is doing. Givenchy is doing it as well. I think.
What do you mean doing it as well?
So Bulgari put out 5 fragrances in one collection and then 5 like intensifiers.
Oh yeah, like enhancers.
Which is topical or enhancers, sure. And they were essentially just singular notes to layer on top of these fragrances. So you had 5 fragrances, 5 intensifiers, so you can just mix them however you wanted, but you buy them, I think, individually, like when you're not getting so PR. Much. Yeah, it's a lot. So it's like there were 5 fragrances and then there was like an intensifier that was patchouli, vanilla, all the hits, rose, whatever. And they were good. I really like the idea. I don't know that like you'd have to do it in store and like really spend some time like figuring out like what you want and what you like and why. But I do think it's exciting and like cool for a brand to do.
Yeah.
I think Givenchy is doing that as well. I also could be totally wrong.
I could see that.
You know, both.
I could see that. Both.
Yeah. The Bulgari one is this gigantic bottle. What is it called? 3.4 ounce. I have no idea.
Okay.
But it's like a minerally fragrance, and I believe it's for men. You can knock someone out with it. It's gigantic.
I love that. Yeah, it's a perfume weapon.
I'll figure that out and talk about it next week.
There should be more weaponized perfume bottles.
should there?
Maybe. Us women have to protect ourselves.
That's true.
I made a joke about, I was like talking to like a Hinge match and...
Oh God.
Well, I also didn't realize he lived in New Jersey. And I was like, well, this is just too star-crossed. It will never... There's a river. There's 2 rivers between us. It shall never work.
I am going to be honest when I say that. I don't even know where New Jersey is.
You don't need to know where it is. But he was like, yeah, it's really difficult like with dating because I have a dog. So I can't stay over their house because I have to get someone to look after my dog. And then I was like, common sense. I'm like, why don't they just go to your house? And then I was like, oh, you live in New Jersey. That's why you're never going to get anyone there.
No one forced you to have a dog.
But at first I was like, I guess it makes sense to go to her house because she knows where all of her weapons are.
That's true.
And he thought I was joking. And I was like, haha, I'm not really joking.
I also just don't have people over. The last thing I want is a man in my house.
Yeah.
Eek.
I think when I was younger, I used to prefer going over to their house because then I could leave
whenever
I wanted to.
Absolutely.
But now I'm like, no, it's good to know where you are in your own turf also.
I would much rather go over to their mm-hmm. house or whatever.
Yeah. I feel like I learn about the culture through how things are memed. And if I see enough memes about something, I'm like, oh, so this is like a common thing, huh? Like making fun of boys who don't have bed frames. And then there was like other memes making fun of bad behavior of boys who always insist that you go to their house or you go over their house. And I was like, is that a thing? I've never encountered that, but maybe it's just because I'm just like pretty chill. I was like, yeah, sure. And I was like, and then I can leave when I want.
An escape plan.
Yeah.
Well,
not that I'm doing any of that, but
I am team stay out of my house.
Well, yes.
My cloud palace is finally done. It looks amazing. Yeah. And I don't want anybody in it.
That would be really funny if like everyone you have over, you're like, you have those little like shoe shower caps.
Right.
That people put. It's like, please put these over your shoes.
But like up to the neck.
Yeah. But on this whole hazmat suit. Exactly.
<in. laughs> I have two white velvet couches. Yes, they're beautiful. And no, you may not sit on them. No red wine.
Yes.
God.
Only white. Maybe rosé.
I haven't really had a function yet. I've had some people over, but no like things. Mm. And I'm not really like a hosting person anyway.
Yeah, same.
You know,
whatever. Like it never occurred to me to ever have like a housewarming.
Right.
Like,
no. My parents are coming out though. Ooh. Which I'm so excited. So I think I might have like a few of you over.
Yay.
And I don't, to make myself like look well adjusted. You know what I mean?
See, Mom, I have friends.
I have friends.
Do they stay with you or do they stay?
No, they're okay. Getting a hotel.
That's good.
I think it's
more comfortable for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. When people like visit their friends in New York, I feel like now that we're in our 30s, I'm like, don't fucking ask to stay with me.
You can't stay with me. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, you cannot. Like
now, actually, you could. Someone could stay with me.
Like one person.
Yeah. There's like air mattress room and all of that, which is really nice. When my best friends came out before the pandemic, they sort of surprised me and they're like, two of them were like, can we stay with you? I was like, no. Sorry, I love you, but
like,
no.
Like, literally, you cannot.
And then the last night, they all got a hotel, but something happened, and they needed a place to stay the last night. I was like, yes, of course you can stay with me, but I know that I'm not happy about it. It's like, ugh, three dudes in a fucking shoebox. Like, no, absolutely.
Make no noise. Stay in your corner.
Yeah.
Love yeah. My sofa, I can lay down on my sofa. I feel like it's like, the length of it is like my height and I'm 5'2". So if you are taller than me, you cannot sleep on my couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, like if you're not sleeping in my bed with me,
yes.
Don't plan to stay at all. You know what I mean? Sorry.
Fair.
Not to be that person, but it's like, this is just the easiest for all of us.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is I'm easy.
Anyway. No, I agree. It is. We do both have queen beds. I'm like, this is a double bed, so.
I didn't realize having a queen bed was, like, not normal.
It's not?
Oh, I don't have a queen bed. I have a full bed.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine.
I'm 4'2".
Yeah.
I don't need a big bed. It's like.
I think the difference in width is literally, like, 6 inches.
I think it's less than that.
Yeah, so it's not that much.
Yeah, I, like, was going to buy one when I moved.
Yeah.
Which I recently did. Not sure if I mentioned. And I looked up the difference and I was like, this makes no sense. What am I doing? So I just bought that new like cloud bed frame and now it looks like I sleep on a sheet cake.
What is it does.
It's great.
I was like, when I was seeing somebody who had a full size mattress, I felt like it did seem to make a big difference. But then also I was like, if I was sleeping on this alone, it would be very spacious. But like when he slept over to my place and I have a queen size mattress, I was like, why do I feel like there's so much more room in my bed than your bed?
Yeah.
I don't know what this is about. It's just like, how much difference does 6 inches really make? Like, I don't know.
Well,
that's an excellent question out of context. Anyway, Tynan, what do you smell like today?
So this is a fragrance that I came about by way of jealousy and spite.
I love that.
I don't know if I'm even saying this right. The brand is Parfums de Marly. Parfums de Marly. Fuck, Parfum wait, can I just start over? Parfums de Marly.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Sure.
Whatever.
Marley's Perfumes.
Not a pronunciation podcast.
The Perfumes of Marly.
And they have sent me a bunch of like PR blasts and whatever, and I just never really hooked onto it because it just didn't speak to me.
Yes.
And I just don't want to call in stuff that I'm not interested in or I'm not going to cover. Right. That's like wasteful. And like, I get enough stuff.
Of course.
They sent me PR about this new perfume called Oriana.
Oriana.
With an O. And
it's like alternate universe Ariana.
Exactly. And it's like a hot pink bottle with pink tassels. And I don't know why I didn't immediately like claw my way onto that.
They have a few pink bottled mm-hmm. fragrances.
Yeah, they do. But this one is like pink, pink. And I kind of like ignored it. And then I saw other people put it on their story. And I was like, absolutely not, ma'am. Like, oh, now we're talking about fragrance. All right.
Yeah.
You can send that my way. So I got it. And it, like, I really love it. I wore it for the first time out yesterday. I put it on at like maybe 2 and then like got home at 2. And the wear of it is my favorite part. It wears exactly the way I want a fragrance to wear. I think that the stick is better than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't, I notice it fades a lot less than anything else, but it doesn't wear super strong either. Mm-hmm. It's just super consistent. So I guess like the wear of it is my favorite. The scent itself is very good, very me. It does smell like one or two things very similarly that I have smelled before, specifically Killian Love Don't Be Shy. It's very that. But
I get the vibe.
But I really like that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
That's our vibe.
Yeah, exactly. It's very my vibe. The top is mandarin, bergamot, and grapefruit. The middle is orange blossom, raspberry, and black currant. The base, and here's where it's obvious, is marshmallow, whipped cream, musk, and ombrette. And really, it's sort of just built around the marshmallow. The brand described it in a really cool way. It was just like an exploration of texture. And I'm like, what do you mean? But it's really cool. It's like a burnt marshmallow. It's like really warm, really sweet, very puffy and airy with just like a hint of something darker that I think is being... which I think is like the musk for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's really lovely. It is just like soft and sweet and like hazy candy bakery vibes. Like I really, ooh, really love it. And yeah, this one is a little more on the expensive side. It's like $320, which I realize is
they're like a pretty luxury brand.
Yeah. I mean, it's an investment, but so
how long has that brand been around?
I have no idea.
Like a while, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think they're like contemporary at all. This fragrance just came out, of course, but yeah. So again, if I wanted a scent like this, I could reach for a couple of things, but I love it. And if I was like, you know, in the market for like a fragrance like this with a really cool bottle, mm-hmm. I would probably go for this over Killian. Also, it seems a little bit more niche, but I don't know.
Maybe. I feel like it's a little... They're like the same level of niche.
Exactly.
But this is just a little bit more luxury.
Yeah. I mean, all that rich bitch shit is all the same anyway. So it's like...
That's fair.
Yeah. I love it though. I was like... I put it on and I was like, okay, I like it, but I've smelled it before. And throughout the day, I was like, okay, all that is still true, but I'm really enjoying myself. So thank you, Parfums de Marly. So yeah. Sable, what do you smell like today?
I smell like something that you actually suggested to me. And that is Etat Libre d'Orange. She was an anomaly.
Yes.
Yes.
What? Okay, tell me about it.
So you, like, we both got the Discovery sets. And then you were like, have you worn She Was an Anomaly yet? I feel like that's really up your alley. And I get really overwhelmed when I get Discovery sets. So I just, like, I kind of sniff the atomizer and just decide, okay, one day I'll get around to this mm-hmm. or something. And they happened to send me the large sample size of that.
Oh, cool.
Which is just like, it's like the size of like a chapstick tube.
Sure.
A sample spritzer. And I sprayed it on and it was so, it's billed as a woody floral, which it is, but it's so airy and musky and like sweet, but in a very grounding way.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is very me. Uh-huh. Like, it's a little powdery, a little sweet, and, like, very woodsy. I was like, yes, I very much do like this. And then I looked it up. And what's really interesting is that it's made, the formula was made with AI.
Ah.
Yeah, which is really cool.
And also very you.
Also very me. I was also made with AI. Givaudan is the fragrance house? No. House. Company? Are they house or company?
Company.
Sure. Is the fragrance company that does Etat Libre d'Orange scents, or at least this one.
And we're talking to them soon.
Yes, we are.
Not to jinx it.
Yeah, so Givaudan has an AI tool called Carto, like C-A-R-T-O, and it's kind of just suggests notes, like kind of like suggests a combination of notes for, I feel like in my brain, it's like a slot machine where you just like pull the lever and it's like ding, 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 and then it's just like, you should mix iris and sandalwood and this and this. Mm-hmm. So I believe this one, it suggested kind of just like, what is the most universally pleasing fragrance?
Really?
Sort of thing. Yeah. It was like, what would be just like a very pleasant, it's almost like they chose like the most liked notes together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they put them all together, and the actual combination is iris, sandalwood, cedarwood, vanilla, fresh white flowers, accord, green tangerine, orpur. I've never heard of orpur. Musk and ambergris.
I just looked up what orpur was and then I forgot it, so I'm no help there. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, it's a little homework for you guys.
Yes.
Look up orpur. O-R-P-U-R. So even just reading that, I was like, oh yeah, that's definitely up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just so pleasant and light and airy.
The way that that fragrance plays with musk is really cool.
Yeah.
You know, because I myself, I know you are, I'm not really like a musk forward person, but the way that they do it is awesome.
Yeah, it is musky. It's not super powdery or super floral. I feel like it's almost like more musky and woody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with like a little bit of a sweet warmth to it.
Yeah.
Where it's just like not overpowering. It's like one of those fragrances that you wear that when like someone goes in for a hug, they're like, oh my God, you smell incredible.
Exactly.
It's like that kind of thing. And it doesn't last super long is the thing that I wish it did. But I can tell, I think this is one of their best sellers. It's sold out on their website right now. Or at least the largest bottle is sold out.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, actually. Oh no, they're all sold out. Wow. I think it's funny that the little perfume description on the website, a singularity, a difference, a woman you will simply never understand. This perfume was necessary, a subtle yet unique blend of iris enveloped, by musk and sandalwood.
Not enveloped.
Enveloped. This is not a pronunciation.
You're right.
I corrected myself. Enveloped by musk and sandalwood. But yes, that is not accurate. I just love that it's a woman you will simply never understand because she will never tell you and she's bad at communication and she wants you to just read her mind.
It's you.
Yes. It's my Taurus moon right there.
Literally. This show has made me such a fan of iris. And so
Yes. That's
what I really liked about this scent. Also though, okay, how you said that it doesn't last very long.
I think we
like need to have a come to Jesus moment about a Tarte de Libre d'Orange because I really like their scents, except that one that's from hell.
Except the evil one.
Uh-huh. But none of them last in the way that I want them to.
Yeah.
And by that I mean like less at all.
At all.
In the point where they'll be like 4 hours later, it's like gone or almost gone. And they sent us a bunch and I wore my way through all of them. And it that was the most consistent thing that is that they were not consistent.
Yeah. I haven't worn most of the, I've mostly worn this one, honestly, on like a day to day.
Yeah.
And like my little vial is almost out. But I think the way they create fragrances is super interesting.
Yeah.
They have one that's, they have a floral scent that's just made of composted flower materials.
I am trash.
Yeah.
And apples.
Yeah. I just think it's funny. It's called, let's name it I Am Trash.
I love that.
Not trash. I am trash.
I was really excited to wear the fragrance that they did with Tilda Swinton.
Oh, yeah.
In like 2011. Mm-hmm. And because it has like a pumpkin note, which I've like always wanted to smell in a fragrance, and it's like really spicy, yada yada.
Yeah.
And I was like, this sounds like it is very me. I want it. And it is very good. It's almost not at all what you'd expect, but still great. But that's when I started realizing that, oh, this is not lasting.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
What they should do to put more oils, I have no idea.
No idea.
I just think they're very interesting in the way they create fragrances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And they have a lot of fun too.
Yeah, it doesn't take fragrance seriously, which I love.
Right.
Because we do, well, we do and we don't.
We take it as seriously as we need to.
Exactly. An appropriate amount.
Exactly.
I think. So speaking of taking fragrance seriously, perhaps you've heard on previous episodes that we've talked about this a little bit, about how there seems to be this new
trend alert
of intense and extreme fragrances coming out.
All the girls are putting out intense fragrances.
Yeah.
This year, this mm-hmm. fall. I mean, usually it's all the brands that would launch flankers, right?
Yes.
But instead of typical flankers with different names or whatever, it's all we're seeing is intenses.
Yes.
I know last week we talked about the intense version of Best Fragrance in the Universe, Cloud Intense, but that was, I think, like the sixth or seventh one that came out in a year's time.
Yeah.
And most of them are launching like right now. A couple have launched in the lead up to this episode in the spring and late summer. But I thought that that was a pretty... I mean, okay, like intense fragrances themselves are not like a new thing, but everyone putting them out at the same time, that's
yeah.
enough of a talking point for me that mm-hmm. I was like, maybe we should talk about this episode.
Intenses, extremes, and also, as we mentioned earlier, like enhancers is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who's telling you all to do this?
And why are we suddenly going with just... you know, intense or extreme mm-hmm. instead of the 40th iteration of like a daisy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Like why not just make a flanker?
Exactly.
Is this like a marketing ploy? Probably.
Right. I mean, we've talked about how flankers just make sense because
yeah.
they're, you know,
the same, but different, yeah, a little updated, like a remix.
Yeah.
Everybody like, loves a remix.
They're tied back to what you already like. So you're going to gravitate toward that, etc. But I mean, is it just that like we've beaten flankers to death, so it's they just
yeah
want
maybe
to...
they're like the consumers are all into flankers.
Yeah. Well, it's like maybe we should start with a quick refresh of like what an extreme is. I mean, okay,
sure.
Maybe it speaks for itself, but
it's sort of self-explanatory. But it's not always the same method.
Yeah, it doesn't mean like the formula is simply stronger mm-hmm. and it's going to, you know, wear more intensely, but they will either amp up a hero note in the fragrance and just give you more of what you already liked, or add another note or set of notes to complement yeah. and enhance the yeah. fragrance without just amping it up.
They'll just like maybe add some supporting bass notes as mm-hmm. well to make it last longer, like in the case of Cloud Intense.
Yes. Perfect sound.
But then also, I just got like a marketing email, I suppose, a marketing email from Commodity Fragrances, and they just launched their Scent Space fragrances.
Right.
And like we talked with them, what, almost a year ago at yeah. this point, I think like last fall or early winter.
Yeah.
And the new owner of Commodity, Vegan Arslanian, mentioned taking the existing fragrances and just making three different versions of like a light, a regular, and a bold. Which I thought was like really brilliant. And that's taking it in both directions, where mm-hmm. it's an eau fraiche mm-hmm. as well as an intense, and then the original. And I'm like, that's so cool.
Do you remember, because I know that we asked him this, are there three intensities? Are the notes the same and they just amped them up, or did they?
I think he changed them a little.
I think so too.
Yeah. Because he said it would be boring.
I think so too.
And also he's like, it wouldn't make sense because then why wouldn't you just buy the normal one and just spray on more, mm-hmm. which makes sense, obviously, mm-hmm. from a consumer standpoint.
Right.
It's not like you're going to Costco and you just buy like a bigger, like wholesale amount.
Right.
So like, yeah, they did tweak each one.
Mm-hmm. I was at my friend's place before we saw Christina Aguilera a couple weeks ago, Queen. And one of my friends was randomly like, oh, like without bringing up the podcast, I was like, oh my God, yeah, like fragrance came up or something. And it probably was about the podcast. And they were like, oh yeah, like Commodity, my favorite Commodity scent is back, Commodity Book. And oh. they're making three different versions of different oh. intensities. And I was like, you don't say.
Interesting.
It's so funny that like when I hear about fragrance out in the wild,
because yeah.
I think it only exists in my head.
I know. But it's funny because like anytime it comes up, just like apropos of nothing, mm-hmm. like people are, they like light up when they talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where I'm just like, I didn't realize people really love talking about fragrance so much. And it, maybe it's because the circles we travel in are like sort of beauty related or beauty adjacent. Mm-hmm. So these people would already be like excited about these types of things.
Yeah, right.
But people really do become more animated when they're talking about scents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or there's like, sometimes people ask me if they like know that I have a scent podcast. They're just like, can you recommend a scent for me? Which also I'm just like, you know not what you ask, sir.
Exactly. That's a cloud.
Yeah. Someone asked me that. It was a man. And
not a man.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, sure. I'd love to help you out. Like, what do you like? And he's like, well, some...
Wait, friends. You actually humored this?
This is like such sucker behavior where if someone asks for my advice, I'm like, oh, they value my knowledge.
Was he hot?
No.
Oh.
And he mentioned something like, well, some scents are for men and for women, right? And I was like, well, they're marketed that way, but you can't really gender a scent. And he just goes, I disagree. And I shut down the conversation. I just stopped responding. I was like, this is it. You have said the keywords to make me stop responding. Full stop.
Love. Yes. All men. A friend of mine just asked me sort of the same question, but he was like, my mom loved the original Fendi for her, which has been long discontinued. Do you know anything that is similar? Like, no, but let
yeah,
me,
that I can't help you with,
like,
sorry.
But like the mom angle, I was like, let me do some research. It's like, that's how you get me.
I guess, yeah, it depends on the way people ask too, or like how well you know them, or yeah.
It's also like, I don't know shit.
Yeah.
I haven't smelled everything.
Also, it's like, what do you like?
I'm happy to help, but like.
Exactly. I can point you in the direction of things, but ultimately I cannot decide for you.
This is also not an invitation.
Yeah.
We love you all, but yeah. There are only so many hours of the day.
So many hours of the day. I forget who, somebody on Twitter will, like, she has like a lot of Twitter followers, will occasionally be like, for the next 30 minutes, I'm giving out perfume recommendations. And we'll just like link people to Lucky Scent. And I'm like, I'll like look through the thread sometimes and I'm like, oh, we think about this very differently.
Yeah. I think I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like people really hit her up.
Yeah.
I was like, she also has like, I think like over like six figure Twitter followers, and I'm just not that deep in Twitter. So I was like, I don't think I want this type of attention, but yeah. I'm just curious as a bystander watching it.
I don't want it. I don't want my recommendation to come back to bite me.
Yes.
You know?
Also that.
It's like, I'm sorry if you didn't like it. That's not my problem.
That kind of goes for anything.
Yeah.
If I say I like something or like recommend something and you don't like it, it's not my fault. So yeah. Don't bring that to me.
Yeah. And like, you know, by and large, I'm always right. So I rarely do I get it wrong. And if I got it wrong, just know that I still got it right.
If I get it wrong, just know that no, I didn't. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Intenses.
I feel like my first experience, my first knowledge of like an intense flanker, I guess they are flankers.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. They are flankers, was Calvin Klein Euphoria Intense. And I always liked Calvin Klein Euphoria, and it was like a pretty punchy scent to begin with. Yeah. So I was like, why are you making it more intense?
Right.
And I would like spray it on me in Sephora or like at Macy's or like Bloomingdale's, the perfume counter. And I would just be like in a cacophonous cloud of like designer perfume smell. And I was like, I love this. Yeah. I love it. It's so beautiful.
And you made the good point that was when like designer perfumes were like running shit.
Yes.
Like
yeah,
the DKNY, the mm-hmm. Calvin Klein, like all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like with Calvin Klein Euphoria, they like ran out of flanker ideas, mm-hmm. or they were just like, well, it's already pretty bold as it is. So maybe we'll just give them more of what they want. Mm-hmm. And that fragrance has been consistently quite popular, I think.
Yeah.
It's done well for them.
And Calvin Klein always.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the hits.
They have the hits.
My first memory of a flanker was DKNY Be Delicious.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Wasn't there a red apple and then a green apple?
There were
apple?
Like a bunch of apples. Yeah. So I think that launched with a men's and women's scent, and or it was Be Delicious. And then they put on a men's version, and the whole thing just looked gay as hell. So of course I had to have
there
it.
There are pink apples.
Yep.
Peach apples, green apples, blue apples, apples. Brown apple. Wow, there's so many of these.
Yeah, there's, and so that was my, I was like, wait, you, this is allowed?
I want them all. I They're know. So round.
Yeah, you do love a round bottle.
I love the rounds.
But so this year, within the year's time, mm-hmm. we have of course, Cloud Intense.
Yes.
YSL, Black Opium Extreme.
Yes.
Armani, My Way. Intense. I don't know if they're intenses or extremes. Marc Jacobs, Perfect Intense.
Oh. Marc Jacobs, Daisy, Oh So Intense.
Yep. Yep. Valentino, Viva Voce Intense.
Jesus.
Uh-huh. And Love Don't Be Shy by Killian. Mm-hmm. Intense.
Extreme.
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 These are all, I would say, within the last year, because I remember mm-hmm. talking about both the original Viva Voce, My Way, Perfect on this show. Yeah. And we've only been going a year and some change.
Yeah.
So not only are they really pushing the flankers quickly, they're, I mean, all going straight to extremes instead of like another version of them.
What's interesting is that Killian did Love Don't Be Shy Extreme, but they did Good Girl Gone Bad Oh Fresh. So they like made that one fresher, made the other one more extreme.
But Good Girl Gone Bad didn't really have the same like trajectory that Love Don't Be Shy did, with like the Rihanna of it all.
Yeah. To me, there's those scents are like fraternal twins. It's really? Like a Mary-Kate and Ashley situation to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Like one, I think Love Don't Be Shy is a bit softer and powderier.
Mm-hmm.
And Good Girl Gone Bad is a little bit, it's still sweet and powdery. Wow. It's still sweet and powdery, but in a much more bombastic way.
Hmm.
So it does make sense that they would make an Eau Fraiche version of that. But part of me is also like, I don't really need that.
Mm-hmm.
Just wear less.
Right. Right. The one that has really got me this year, and you brought it into my life, is the YSL Black Opium.
Ugh, that is my favorite.
Extreme. Intense.
Favorite whatever. With a U, the European favorite.
It is so, I mean, it is so good.
It cherry picked my favorite part of that scent uh-huh. and just amplified it.
Uh-huh.
It's like when you go to a, I don't know, it's like when like little kids are picky eaters and they like just only eat one part of the food. It's yeah. like that.
Well, because they amped up the coffee.
Yes.
And then they added cacao.
Mm-hmm.
And you really like,
it's just so earthy.
You really get it. It's so, to yeah. me, it's so like chocolatey.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean,
it's Sable, like dirtier.
Ugh, I love this yeah. scent. Like,
because like YSL Black Opium, which I've always liked, yeah. but to me, it always smelled so much like a conventional designer, like a very good one, but a conventional designer fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
And also it did smell, you know, quite, I guess like feminine to me.
Okay.
Because of the deep, heady florals, like the sticky floral yeah. aspect to it. So when they just amped up the coffee and chocolate, I was like, oh, this is my balance.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is definitely way more speed. It's still sweet. It still has the floral in it, but it's just way grittier.
I just like, to me, you don't, one, we've talked about this. We don't, there's not nearly enough coffee notes and fragrance. And,
yeah.
and two, mm-hmm. you don't, from someone who just loves, you know, smelling like candy, you don't often find a fragrance that is so heavily gourmand yeah. and deep and rich, especially in the like designer fragrance category. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You just gotta usually have to go someplace like either a Weirder or like Claire's, you know? And this, I mean,
yeah.
I wanna wear this every day.
Yeah.
It's just that good. And yeah. it's like, I just want everyone to like go out and smell it, because like it's in stores or whatever, like trust yeah. me and you trust mm-hmm. Sable first and so yeah, and in that way like this intense really works.
Yeah, it's so, a whole new fragrance. Oh, I think it's my fave.
I'm just like, so I'm
also, that's like of all of the flankers of YSL Black Opium, of which there are several, I'm like, yes. it took you this long
yeah
to get here,
right?
I think they kept making them sweeter. There's like one with like lychee and like berries.
Oh, I saw
and
that.
I was like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why?
Right.
But maybe they're like, this doesn't quite hit. This doesn't. Okay, this is what we want.
Right.
Wait, have you tried, you've tried a replica coffee break.
Yeah.
And you didn't really care that much for it.
I was so excited about yeah. that one. Because I love replica.
Because I want to smell that. But I do remember you saying you were like, eh.
If I haven't given it away, I'll bring it over.
Okay.
Yeah, I love replica. Love them. And because they're just like literal. And mm-hmm. I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just be about it, you know?
Yeah.
And when I heard that coffee shop was coming, I was like, oh, done. Like, this is going to be
oh,
it.
It's coffee shop.
or I don't know what it's called, coffee break. No, you're right. I always get the names wrong. These fragrances I allegedly love. And it's
coffee break. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have the notes up? It's coffee, iris, and musk, I think. There's like nothing in it.
There's stuff. Pepper, orange blossom.
Oh, wait, what? I've never seen this shit.
The notes are pepper, orange blossom, patchouli, lavender, coffee, obviously, milk, tonka bean, Siam benzoine, and cypriol oil, vanilla, cedar vetiver.
Since when? Last time I checked, there was like, because you know how sometimes like replica doesn't, they just give you like three notes to run with.
Yeah, it was
like that. Anyway, it's just like not what you would think a replica coffee shop would be, coffee break would be, because I like, there's coffee in it, I suppose, but it's just like a soft purple floral. In a way that
that's not a coffee.
No, it's really, really not. And especially when replica, all they like, the point is to replicate, you know. And
yes,
even like, yeah. I don't know, even matcha meditation, I get that that was interpretation of, yes, of matcha with like pastries and this and that, but it was still very matcha. You got that.
Yeah.
The coffee break is not, and that really bummed me out.
Yeah, I'm interested to smell that. Why not?
You're not missing anything.
Yeah. Were some of the replicas like limited edition?
I don't think so.
Because like the ones in the black bottles.
Oh, those were, yeah.
Oh, okay. So they're,
doesn't make any sense to me. They were fun, but
those was like the space one,
the dream
like
ones,
the sky one.
They were just like very like about drugs.
Oh, okay.
They weren't, but like
ketamine. God, there's so many replicas.
I know.
Oh, and they also have filter. Blur and glow.
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed that.
I haven't smelled those, but I'm curious about smelling those too. Okay, so the black bottles are reproduction of familiar fantasies. Across sands, dancing on the moon, flying, soul of the forest, wicked love. Ooh, that actually sounds pretty good.
That smelled like metal and roses.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It says fragrance description, gunmetal and roses.
Hey.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
Those were good. They were really textural.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were nice.
It sounds like they're almost like art like fragrance art creations, not necessarily for like wearability.
It was like if replica allowed itself to imagine rather than just replicate.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. That's a good way of putting it. I want all of these scents. Damn. But they haven't done, they've only done enhancers, not extremes. Mm-hmm. I don't think replica would do extremes.
I don't think so either. I don't think that's really the
enhancers
point.
Makes more sense. But right. Actually, does it? I don't know.
I don't know if it makes sense either.
I don't know if it does, to be honest. I think Commodity is sending us a couple of their new ones.
I think they are too. And
I'm excited for that.
So another intense that just came out is the Valentino Viva Voce Intense. And if you'll remember, the original came out within the year. It was the one that Lady Gaga was the face of. Mm-hmm. And it was, to me, like a spicy floral. It's a fragrance that like I really enjoyed because it was very sort of like a lot of florals to make up something that was like much bigger than a floral. And I just really liked it. It was a nice like fall scent. It was like nice and round and comforting. And so I was excited that they were doing an intense version, but I was also like, don't touch it. And this one, I can't fucking find what they did to it. I'm sorry. This is why I made notes and it's still not helping. If anything, with the Viva Voce Intense, instead of adding, they took away.
Oh.
Which.
Interesting.
Is odd because the Intense has the noticeable omission of things like sandalwood and tonka bean and things like that. And it is definitely more like traditional flanker vibes than an Intense. It feels like weirdly glassier, like in the way that the original was sort of a warm, like honey, boozy floral. This feels like that, but like crystallized a bit. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like, it doesn't really like, you know, inspire passion in me in the way that the YSL one does that I can't shut up about. But also, that was such a huge, huge launch for them that I'm surprised that they're already back with an intense version.
Maybe that's why.
Maybe that's why.
They're just trying to bank on that momentum.
Yeah, because Gaga's still the face of it too, so they're clearly like concerned with keeping it sort of in that same wheelhouse.
Yeah, maybe.
You know,
I remember Ex Nihilo came out with enhancers as well.
Really?
Not the same thing, obviously. But I was surprised. They had sent me one ages ago, mm-hmm. and the bottle was different. It was like a frosted glass, not a clear glass. And I was just like, what is this? And it was an intensifier, but it was a white floral intensifier. So it's like, if you want to make something woody, a little floral, like you can like mix and match, which nice. Was cool.
Looking at the difference in notes between the Armani My Way and My Way Intense, they sort of did the same thing that Valentino did, was it looks to be omitting more than they added, but they did add a little more citrus. You've not smelled Armani My Way, right? Mm-mm. I have.
Did you like it? I feel like you didn't like it.
I did.
You were like, nah.
I did not like it.
You did not like it.
I did not. I just like flat out hated it.
Yes.
I think I remember saying like on the show, like, I'm wearing it and I wish I wasn't.
Yes.
It was just like, sometimes I don't like, I know that there's nothing new under the sun or whatever, but my God, it was just a really intense, like literal floral. It just smelled like everyone's aunt.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, really?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's that like department store fragrance smell.
Really, truly
it's just
that.
Kind of just this amorphous blob of like designer perfume smell, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how to explain. I feel like everybody knows what that is in their brain, but like there's no way to pick it apart because it is so amorphous.
Right.
But you know what it is.
It just smelled like 80s and it smelled old.
Yes.
In a non-ageist way, in a non-problematic
old
way.
As in from the past.
No, I mean like old woman.
Oh, okay.
And which we celebrate.
Yes.
And it
smells mature.
Like department store, like you said. It was just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Now we're getting a fast follow with My Way Intense. Mm-hmm. And
ooh. One intense fragrance that I do sort of prefer to the original is Lolita Lempicka Elixir Sublime.
That sounds like a flanker of a flanker.
It is.
Perfect.
It is in the context that extremes are flankers. It's like the bottle is totally like a chrome gold, but it's made to be an intense version of the original.
Oh, cute.
The original is like super powdery, super violet. Uh-huh. And this one is like that, but with spice added.
Ooh.
So it's like a little, it's warmer and spicier, and it's more, again, it's like more grounded and a little grittier, which I love.
I love that.
Yeah. Because I bought them both at the same time, and I was like side by side testing them, and I was like, yeah, I'm definitely into this Elixir Sublime. The other one, the original is great. I love it. It's a favorite. But at the same time, it smells like younger than that because mm-hmm. it's more floral, straightforward floral. Mm-hmm. And this one is more complex and spicy and
sure.
like, intense.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love your Lolita Lempicka era.
It's
still happening.
It's still happening.
Anything with a round bottle.
Yeah, basically, if it's shaped like an apple or a round, I want it.
Yeah. Another very quick, intense situation that is upon us, and it has been, it's not the newest thing anymore, is Marc Jacobs Perfect Intense.
Oh, I haven't smelled that one. I don't think I don't think I was aware of that one.
I think, have you smelled the original Perfect?
Yes, I have that one.
Right. And you like it? Question mark?
I like it, but I don't know if it's for me.
Okay. It's certainly more you than it is me.
Yeah, like I like that it's like soft and creamy and milky, mm-hmm. but it's still to me it just smells a bit young.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Yeah. I
would be interested to see what the intense version smells like then. I like the bottle.
I like the original more because it's pink.
Oh yeah. Fruity, the heck.
Well, the original Perfect, like. I feel like they just made a fragrance around almond milk because that's
yes.
one of the notes in it.
That and really stands out.
It does in the way that you said, like it is creamy and it's also like nutty without being like hazelnutty or peanut buttery. You know what I mean? It is like has like the texture of a nut milk. God, I was really trying not to say that.
A nut milk. Oh, a non-dairy please. Alternative milk.
that to me, and I know. But
I'm waiting for oat milk to become a perfume ingredient.
Oh my God, like give it a day.
Yeah.
You know? Perfect to me.
Oatly should make a fragrance.
What? They should. Perfect to me was skin scent adjacent in that
I feel like it's like a skin scent gourmand.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like skin scent, but then like make it a perfume.
Yeah.
You know? And I, for once, I mean that in like a good way. Like it definitely wasn't for me, but I was like, this is cool.
I'm surprised. I would have thought that would have, that you would have liked that.
I didn't think it was sweet. And I also didn't think it was like anything.
It's very light.
I say that liking it, but yeah, it was just like, to me, it was like, you know, almond milk, cashmeran.
Yeah.
Like all these soft things that usually play off one another or enhance something else. But the enhancers in this case were the heroes. So it was just sort of like, where is it? I don't know. It's and also like Marc Jacobs does like crazy shit sometimes.
Yeah.
And so it was weird and cool that they did this. I don't know. I think that's cool.
The original or the intense?
Well, I guess both, but yeah, I'm interested to see how that they, what do I have that? Did they send that?
I don't know. I don't not know to me. They sent me the original perfect because I was curious about it.
Mm-hmm. Best bottle on earth.
The bottle is really fun. Mm-hmm. I think it won some award for like most fun bottle.
I think so too.
Which, well deserved. It kind of actually smelled how I expected it to smell, which is almost like a grown up version of Daisy. Honestly.
It's so funny because it's so hard to talk about the way that that smells because like, what does it smell like? You know what I mean? It
smells musky, powdery, and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creamy.
It's like, it smells like characteristics of something.
It smells like girls.
It smells like attributes.
I guess.
It smells like fog.
A girly fog.
Do you think it's girly?
It reminds me so much of teenage girl smell.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Not in a pejorative way.
Okay.
Like in almost like a literal way. When I think back in high school and college, the sweet, clean way that girls smelled, I was like, it smells like that.
It's so funny to me that
like
you're
hairspray.
That you get sweet off of it. Because I'm the one who usually gets that gets like the sweetness and things go more like tart on you.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's all that sweet at all. It smells like hot cotton.
Oh, I'd get behind that.
You know?
Yeah, I'd get behind that. Yeah. It just smells kind of like when sunlight bakes your hair.
Yes.
And you're wearing a lot of hairspray.
Yes.
That's what it smells
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
Sun-baked hairspray.
Yeah.
On your hair.
Also, like, that's one of those scents that I'm like, do any of y'all actually wear this?
I want to say it's popular.
I'm sure it is. That's not a drag
fragrance.
I have
no knowledge of this, but I just feel like because Marc Jacobs fragrances are in Sephora and in Ulta, like everywhere, and the bottles are so eye-catching and cute, and they're not so expensive that they're unattainable.
No, not at all.
But they're expensive enough and it's designer enough that it's very desirable. Mm-hmm. So it's like a luxury purchase for a lot of people that they are popular.
Yeah.
It's like that perfect middle ground.
We love Marc Jacobs in this house.
We are a Marc Jacobs house.
We could get him on the show.
I don't know.
We for sure could.
I don't know.
He's cool.
I don't know. Mate, one day. Never say never. One day.
He'll talk to Vogue about his facelift.
Yeah, but that's Vogue.
I know.
We're not Vogue.
Yeah, but we're cool.
We're cool. That's why we're not Vogue.
Okay, also, I know it's going to be a no from you because it's also a no from me, but what if we got Azealia Banks on this show because of her new fragrance, Fuck Him All Night?
I don't know about that. I think that's hilarious. I want to know what that smells like. That's just such a funny name.
I know. I'm going to see if I can interview her about it.
Yeah,
which I'm sure
should.
I can. I mean, she's just like, I know she's problematic, but she's just like such.
Is she? I don't actually know anything about her.
I mean, like deeply. But
okay, well then.
She's sort of like,
never
in, like Kanye territory where it's just like, yes.
What is she like, anti-vax or anti, like, I don't know.
She just like calls everyone the F word all the time. And I'm like, Azealia, like, I know that you're queer, but like, I don't know that, like, I don't know. It's just like not good. It's also a lot of other things.
Yeah, maybe not.
She's like such an interesting character. I just want to know. I also want to know, like, how, like, who's making this fragrance? How are we getting
there? I
think
if you have any level of celebrity, you can make get a fragrance made.
That's true.
Like, even Scent Beauty is just like tapping influencers.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard of so many of the influencers that they've tapped to create fragrances. Mm-hmm. But then I'll like look at their profiles. They have like hundreds of thousands, if not millions of followers. And I was like, I have no fucking clue who you are. But I guess you're in that marketable area where you can fucking sell a $60 fragrance. You can convert. For you. Yeah. I mean, it's like the new celebrity fragrance is like influencer fragrances.
Yeah. I think the pendulum is like swinging back to fragrances though. From actually, no, I don't. What am I saying? I was going to say like from beauty to fragrance, but I don't think that's true. But
what do you mean?
Like how it was all about celebrity fragrances, and then it became celebrity beauty and skincare, and now it's, I kind of feel like it's going back to celebrity fragrance, but I also just feel like
I don't think it ever left.
And oh, I think it did leave for a while.
Maybe for a little while. I feel like there were celebrities who were the faces of fragrances, and they will still do that, but it's their way of like securing a bag without having to commit to the process.
Well, I think, and we've talked about this before, like just the, because of the ColourPops, the Seed Beauties, the like completely in-house companies now that can do everything under the sun all in one place, the, you know, barrier of entry is a lot lower for a lot of people. So like, it's just easier for everyone to make money.
Yeah. The capsule, I feel like these capsule collections are often like litmus tests. It's like, I'd like to launch a beauty line, but I'm not sure how it would do. So let me do a MAC collab and see how that sells.
Rihanna, Patrick Starr, Ariana Grande, all did MAC collabs, and now they are all having their own brands. I'm sure there's more that I'm forgetting.
MAC does so many collabs with celebrities.
Who?
I think, don't they have like a Rosalia one? Am I saying her name?
Rosalia.
Right? Rosalia.
Yeah.
Another. Another emphasis on the wrong syllable.
MAC needs Rosalia.
Yeah. I'll be honest, I don't really know much about her.
She's cool.
Okay, cool. I'll take your word for it. Okay. You always seem to know like who the up and coming pop stars are. So I know I'll the take girls. Your word for it. Yeah, you know all the girls.
Actually, you would like Rosalia.
Sure, probably. You were always the one who was like, when I was at Allure, like pitching me, you're like, I want to write this article about Saweetie. And I was like, who the fuck is that? And you're like, just trust me. And I was like, okay.
And what?
Yes.
And what?
Yeah. And now she's got a McDonald's meal.
Exactly. Yeah. And some beauty stuff.
Yeah.
Rosalia is like, all her music's in Spanish. So I'm like that Drag Race meme that's like, I don't know what the fuck she's saying, but girl, I am living. But
I mean, honestly, K-pop and Latinx pop is so popular, like you don't need to know what they're saying.
No one's listening to lyrics anyway.
Yeah,
they're shaking their ass.
Exactly. If the beat and the melody are good,
right,
like, I don't care what you're saying. I mean, for the longest time I thought that Bruno Mars song was going, don't believe me, that's fine. I still think that every time I hear it, but I'm like, that's not the words.
I love that. Now that's all I'm gonna
hear. Don't believe me, that's fine.
I guess the last one that we have not touched on that we already have touched on is Love Don't Be Shy. Extreme.
I prefer the original.
I just feel like they're so similar.
The Extreme ups the rose note.
Well, that adds a rose note.
Oh, it adds a rose note. And I'm lukewarm about rose scents.
Yeah.
So I think that's why I prefer the original.
I think I'm with you. Just because I do love the original so much, and the Extreme is so similar, but it's also like you want to make that super sweet, super good fragrance Extreme and you add rose to it.
Yeah, like, I know. I was like, excuse me?
I know. I was like, can we have thought this one through a little bit more?
Yeah.
I don't know. But again, the Rihanna of it all, like people heard that was her scent. And of course, Killian wanted to capitalize on it because it sold out everywhere. It makes sense.
I feel like that should be a different flanker though. I don't think that should be an Extreme, because to me, that doesn't read as Extreme.
Wait, how do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like if it was like Love Don't Be Shy Rose, or like Love Don't Be Shy Bouquet.
Exactly. And then they could have like gone harder with the rose. Why put a flower in that scent?
I don't.
It smells like burnt caramel in a really great way.
It just smells like very rose focused.
Oh, I meant the first one.
Oh, the first one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there floral in the first? No, I don't think so, really.
The first one, the original Love Don't Be Shy, you have neroli, bergamot, pink pepper, coriander. In the middle, there's orange blossom, jasmine, honeysuckle, and rose, and iris. So it actually is more floral than I thought. And then at the base, there's sugar, caramel, vanilla, musk, civet, and labdanum. So, yeah. So
that's actually a lot of floral.
It is a lot of florals. But, I mean, it just smells like airy, burnt sugar, burnt caramel, like just foggy cotton candy, humid loveliness.
There is an Eau Fraiche version.
Really?
Of Love Don't Be Shy.
What's up with that?
Huh. It has neroli, petigrain, peony, freesia, jasmine, marshmallow, and white musk. I would be curious what that smells like, but I also think that kind of is probably just a musky floral, honestly.
Right.
Again, like, I love Love Don't Be Shy, but I do feel like a little bit of an imposter wearing it because to me, it's so bombastically feminine that I feel like it's performing femininity to the nth degree, and I'm just like, I'm not comfortable.
That's funny that you say that, because when I wear it, I'm just like, I feel like a young slut. Like,
exactly. Like, it's like, it's communicating that I'm a much more fun time than I am.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who do you wish would make it? What do you wish would be an extreme fragrance or intense version?
Oh my God, what a good question. I mean, I guess I just go to all of my favorite scents that don't have extremes at this point. And actually, I would say Byredo 1996, but I do think that is perfect. Like, don't fuck with it. Mm-hmm. I also kind of feel the same way about Killian Intoxicated. But,
oh, yes.
But I do feel like that would just end up being Black Opium extreme.
Oh.
Because of the coffee note.
Yeah.
You know what I do wish? And they've already discontinued it, so the joke's on me. I would love to know what a intense version of Armani San Diggioa would be like. Because it's so like, oh God, yeah. That fragrance. It's so like beachy and sunscreeny, but smooth and creamy. Yeah. It's like, it's all of those like beachy things without being literal or like gritty at all. It's like, yeah. It's not pedestrian. It's so lovely. That's another one where mm-hmm. a lot of people are like, bitch, you were right. But I would love to.
Is that discontinued?
Yeah. Rats.
I'm not spelling that right.
I think it's still available online, and I'll probably maybe cop another one.
There's a San Diggioa and Air Diggioa. Have you ever smelled that one?
No. So they put out three of the Diggioas, and then they put out Air. Is that the blue one?
Yeah, Air is the blue one.
That was a new one. Oh. I liked the original three, but Sun was really the
this
one.
This is very floral.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Wait, which one?
Air. San Diggioa.
Sun. Yeah, yeah, it's all florals. It doesn't smell like it, though.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, it's so funny.
I bet it just is. Does it just smell like the sun?
Yeah.
Or like what you think a sunbeam would smell like?
Yeah, it smells like the sun is seen through a memory.
Ooh.
Which you see in sepia tones.
Fuck, I want this now. Wait, it was only launched in 2016. Why is it already discontinued?
Because they're crooks.
What the heck?
Or it smells
Armani?
Like
sun what are you doing?
And like warm skin and beer and like being in love, but not being with the person at the present time and like salty air.
Oh, I love that.
And having been out all day. It's so good.
I want that to be my life.
I know. What about you?
Just like heartbroken on the beach.
Oh,
that's
my God,
my life. Excellent question.
You asked.
I know. I was like, I love asking questions that I don't have the answer to. What did pop into my mind was Diaz and Durga, I don't know what.
Oh, yep.
An extreme version of that because it is an enhancer.
Yep.
But the scent in and of itself is so singular and unique that like give it some bones or like just give it some depth, put some breath in there, breathe some life into that, give it some heft.
I know what.
Yes. Oh my God. I don't know what, and I do know what. Oh my God. We are giving them so many good ideas.
I know. But I don't remember which fragrance it was. I wore something this week that I'm trying to cycle through what I wore. Like, these days, all I do is like wear a new fragrance every day.
I do that all the time.
Insane life.
I love that.
I know. But it's
like clothes.
It smelled. It was, I think it was like, quote unquote, for women or like made by a woman or something.
Okay.
But it smelled, oh my God, fuck, what was it? It smelled just or enough like the original John Varvatos.
Okay.
Oh my God.
That's one of your faves.
My like original, like my first favorite scent.
Yeah.
And I was so like happy and satisfied with it, but I can't, apparently not that much because I can't remember what it was. I'll get back to you on that.
There's Acqua di Gioia. That looks new. 2010. Interesting.
Mm.
It's so confusing because all of those names are like Italian and very similar. It's just like one or two vowels switched around.
Right. Because there was Acqua di Gio and then there's Acqua di Gioia. And it's like, wait.
I guess it's like the feminine version.
Those are the same, but different. Yeah.
Gio and Gioia. You got to get the emphasis on the vowel.
Yeah.
Ocean di Gioia, Sky di Gioia. Yeah, holy shit. Those were the ones
that they sent with.
I want them all.
Yeah.
Fuck. Terra di Gioia?
Not going to get them.
Wait, 2021. Terra di Gioia.
What?
Fuck yeah. Earth, man. Who, I want to smell like the sexy earth. Cody. I think Cody. Cody.
What up, Cody?
Me crafting a Sunday email.
Right. You know what's trouble when Sable shows up in your inbox on a Sunday.
I know.
She's out for blood.
Urgent. It has like the two exclamation points.
Right.
Note to self, craft that email.
Yeah. I just, okay, so like we don't, this is probably a road we don't need to go down, but I think a lot about like beauty, obviously, and the perception or like being perceived as, you know, whatever the fuck you want to be that day on your terms, mm-hmm. and just this idea of like more. You know, and the idea of intensity and extreme and all of these things that everyone is like so afraid to be. So it's like, and we've talked about that and how everyone like in beauty, it's the idea of, sorry to go back to it, but like the skin scent concept, it's just like smelling like yourself or smelling like nothing. Or in beauty, the like the Glossier era or the Merit Beauty era, which is so fucking played out by this point that I can't believe people
are still like... I don't think Merit Beauty is enough of a thing to define anything.
Not with their strategy being like, less is more. Like, that's so embarrassing. But like, that whole like...
I think people really respond to that, though.
But just saying it, like, it's so on the nose, you know? Yeah,
that's exactly why they respond to it.
Yeah. I guess what I mean is
low
like...
low-hanging fruit.
Makeup that really doesn't... You know, do whatever you want, of course.
Enhances.
But like...
your natural beauty.
Right. Instead of, I guess maybe it's just like safety or no, that's what
I think so.
But
I think people still want to look like they're not wearing makeup for the most part.
Right. But I think sort of extremities and beauty or like being intense or even just the idea of like more and hedonism and not having it all, but is still like, feared. Yeah, what?
It's an indulgence.
Yeah.
And I feel like people still have this really weird moral hang up about indulgence.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like, I was on a shoot a couple of weeks ago and all of the people who worked for the company were women. And they were, I think they were all in their like range from mid 20s to mid 30s. And they like ordered catering for the shoot. And mind you, they selected all of these food items for everybody. And the whole time they were just talking about like, ooh, that looks so yummy, but there's too much bread on that. Oh, I just love bread, but I don't eat it. Oh, that's like too much. And they were just like all talking about food and how much they love it, but won't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, the fuck is wrong with you people?
That Oprah gif. I love bread.
Well, yeah, but yeah, like, they were like, oh, I was bad this weekend. I was like, why is there like...
Gross.
There's still... It just struck me as so odd, I guess, because I just don't deny myself things I want. But like, it's the performance of restraint.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's still considered very... I don't know, like the thing to do, which to me is just ghastly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, what? It's like, unless you're like weirdly religious unless you're very religious or have some sort of like moral thing, it's just weird. It's weird to me. I think it's weird, but I think it's like still extremely normal.
It's prevalent. I mean,
and beauty falls into that because of the indulgence of beauty and vanity,
which
I realize is I'm writing a whole fucking book about this. And the stigma.
She is. Say that.
Indulging in vanity. Finally saw my contract, woo, after 3 months.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, there's like a weird moral thing. Oh, also, I don't know how I didn't clock this before the Dolly Parton documentary from like 2019. It's on Netflix.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, so maybe this is also new to everybody. But I just like saw it randomly and I was like, oh, I didn't realize there was a Dolly Parton documentary.
Neither did I.
And it was from 2019.
Okay.
And she talks about... They interviewed Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin because they were in 9 to 5 with her.
Right.
And they were saying how before they were filming, when they were getting, it was like pre-production, they would like rent out like the Beverly Hills Hotel and just like have like a girls' night sleepover together just to like get chummy and like you know, kind of establish chemistry and rapport. And they were like, yeah, the entire time we never saw Dolly out of her makeup and wigs. Like we would wake, we literally had a sleepover and like we just like never saw her out of her regalia. And she's just, that's her image that she's crafted. And it's not that she's hiding anything. That's just her self-creation.
Yeah.
And there's one clip of a Barbara Walters interview where Barbara asks her, don't you think it's a bit much? Or like, why do you, like, you're beautiful. She's like, you're a beautiful woman. You don't need the makeup. You don't need the wigs. And Dolly, like, very graciously, like, with a smile on her face, completely bypasses the fact that it's a backhanded compliment. Oh, yeah. And like very misogynistic. And she's just like, she's like, this is my brand. This is my creation. I always wanted to be a star. And this is what I give to the people. And that's my role as a performer. And I'm performing for you. Mm-hmm. So like, this is my job. And yep. like, you go to your job and like dress the way you feel like you need to dress for your job. And this is my job. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I respect the shit out of that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why. I guess I do know why. We both know why. That there is, and I guess there has always been, you know, that fear around beauty. Mm-hmm. That's like, you know, we're all told to look a certain way until it's yeah. too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's a control thing.
Yeah.
It's like a patriarchal control thing.
Totally.
They're like, be sexually viable, but only to me.
Right.
Only to your husband.
Right.
Yeah. And it's usually always directed at women.
Totally. And so I'm interested that suddenly all of fragrance has been like, no, more, you know? And I also think like coming out, fingers crossed, coming out of the pandemic where none of us could do anything and we were all locked up and we were all like essentially robbed of 18 months of our lives or whatever.
Yep. Now wish to consume.
It is sort of like all we want is what we couldn't have indulge. For the last year and a half. Yeah.
That is true.
You know, I think.
Remember when like New Year's Eve 2019 and everyone was like, the roaring 20s, we're going to be like the. I feel like people just need to stop referencing Gatsby full stop.
Please.
But yeah,
read another book.
Yeah, it's like, it's the roaring 20s, like excess and blah, blah, blah. So like, I wonder if this is indicative of that attitude, you know?
Yeah, and maybe like the seeing, you know, an intense version of something that you can smell but can't see is like a dirty little secret. So like, if you're not wearing, I don't know, whatever you think is heavy makeup or like an extreme outfit or something, but you can sort of lean into it if only for yourself.
Yeah.
Because I mean, like, I wear a lot of makeup, you wear a lot of makeup, you know, fuck, but it's all like, we haven't like freed ourselves from all of that, but I feel like we have a better relationship with like more than maybe someone who doesn't work in beauty or whatever.
Yeah.
And has sort of like,
I think because we do it for different reasons. Maybe.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't want to make any assumptions.
I mean, we do like, you know,
I just remember that one time we went out for pho, like after we recorded once and we were both like stunting with our makeup.
Stunting.
I was wearing like four sets of false eyelashes, like Twiggy-esque, and the waitress at the restaurant, she was so sweet and she was like, oh my god, I love your guys' makeup, I love makeup so much. And I was like, that's so nice,
so cute.
It's such a great connection when you can connect with people over beauty.
Absolutely.
I feel like, at least for you and I think we both recognize that makeup is a signifier and you can find your people that way. Like when someone wears like very expressive, artistic, colorful makeup, I'm like, oh, you're my people.
Yeah, like, I know you, bitch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I often think about, like, I'm a very, I don't even know how to say this. Like, I wake up and I know what I'm going to, like, look like that day. Or I know what I'm very, like, end game focused. And I know even if it's, like, uncomfortable or even if it's not right for the moment, like, I know what I'm going to look like or what I'm going to do or, like, that in that moment. And, like, because I feel like, and obviously, beauty is so much more of an outward expression of like what's going on inside.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And what am I trying to say? Like, I'm not like changing the way that I look or putting anything on for anyone else. To me, makeup isn't like altering the way that I look. It's like revealing it.
Yes.
Sorry that that sounds so trite, but it's like, you're totally right. Cause like, I don't wear makeup every day and like, that's great. Some days I don't want to, but some days it's like, I'm just going to run two errands, but I'm wearing like this hot pink eye and like whatever. And why? Because like, that's like, if you're going to look at me, I want you to see me. You know what I mean? And I've never had the luxury of like passing for straight or passing for like not queer.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're already going to see me and think whatever you're going to think about me and the way I am, I'm just going to be whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
And today it's like, you know, I mean, today it's no makeup, but it's like, do you know what I mean? And I think
it's self-expression.
It's self-expression. Yeah. I think a lot of people would look at that and be like, whoa, you know, or not that, but it's like, think like, oh, a lot. Like I could never do that. That's not like, not,
I think, because people still think that people wear makeup for other people.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never done, hide something.
I've never done anything less for others than put on makeup. Do you know what I mean? Yes. Like, bitch, this isn't for any of you.
Yeah.
Have fun, though.
Yeah. But that's like a relatively new thought.
I agree.
Pattern.
Yeah. And it's also like a privilege.
Yeah. So understandably, it's hard to break away from like these like culturally instilled thought patterns that go against the grain.
And I guess what I'm trying to say is a lot of people's idea of more and extreme and intense is maybe to us like the baseline or where we find ourselves. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, no, this is where this all starts.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm going to bring myself to center with whatever I'm doing. And then I'm going to go about my business.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I also kind of think in America versus like Europe versus Asia, we all have different ideas of what's considered excess and indulgence.
Yes.
I don't know. The French, for instance, indulgence is part of their lifestyle and it's normal.
Right.
They're like, of course we have wine with every meal. We're not alcoholics. It's just the way we are.
Also me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course we indulge in desserts and sweetness and meat and just enjoy pleasure. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it comes down to, is what is your attitude towards pleasure? And if you have a very restrained attitude, or you think pleasure is bad, then you're going to be restrained and you're going to think you're wearing too much perfume, you're wearing too much makeup.
Yeah.
But if you have a good relationship to pleasure, then you're like, no, this is great. I understand it makes me feel good and I don't have to feel bad about feeling good about myself.
What is your relationship to pleasure?
I am quite indulgent with pleasure.
Yeah.
I find it very hard to deny myself pleasure, to be honest, which is why I can never do a diet. Like, even if it's like for my health, I'm like, no, I like sweets. Yeah. I like savories and I just can't not have them.
Totally. Totally.
Like nothing is worth giving. Very few things are worth giving up pleasure for me.
Yeah.
So I won't. Unless it's like, you will die.
Then you, I'm have like, a okay. Very though, like, I don't know. Like,
I also don't have an addictive personality though.
True.
So moderation is not hard.
You for also me. Don't drink your drugs.
That's true.
So
I don't drink because I physically can't handle it. I don't do drugs because I'm not cool enough to like have them.
Yeah.
Like no one just gives them to me.
Same. To me, I don't know. I feel like to me, like pleasure and shame go hand in hand.
That's very Catholic of you.
Yeah. And it is. And I think I have done a lot of like, I don't know, fucking, I think I've always sort of like done a pretty good job of curving that, you know, and I just never know how much is enough.
Yeah.
I just never know how much is enough of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a pretty good grip on like shit now, but yeah, I guess I haven't always, and I don't even know. I'm not even talking about like drinking. I'm not even talking about like food or relationships or whatever, but I think I like second guess a lot of what makes me feel good these days and sort of just like let it happen. You know what I mean? Than I used to, because I'm still constantly overthinking everything. And I'm still sort of like always circling around what the fuck am I actually doing here? But I guess like, and I honestly, being friends with you in the way that I have has taught me a lot about like everything, but also like, this makes you feel good. You're not hurting anyone. This is right for you. Like,
yeah,
shut up and just go with it. Mm-hmm. So whether it's makeup or fragrance or anything else, it's like maybe there is not ever like I don't know what excess is if I don't know what enough is.
I see.
You know,
you don't have the benchmarks.
No.
Yeah.
And maybe we don't.
Yeah.
Ever. No, maybe none of us have those. This just went to a place.
Yeah, it went to a place. I do feel like people who grew up very religious, Western religious specifically, mm-hmm. that's when they have the kind of, I don't want to say bad relationship, but they have like a fear-based relationship mm-hmm. with pleasure.
Yeah.
I like kind of went to church. I think we went to a Lutheran church, yeah. but like I never really, I kind of just like went because I had to, yeah. but I didn't absorb anything.
That's so same. So, like I like circled around religion like yeah. in my earlier years. Like,
I was aware of it, but I didn't really put stock into it.
Right. Like my parents went to church growing up, but then we're both like, no thanks. And then,
yeah.
So my first interaction with religion was my fucking grandparents' like Bible thumping church, which is yeah. terrifying to
yeah.
me. And then we found this Episcopalian church when I was like 11, which was great. Mm-hmm. I'm like really happy that like that was my, well, I also always went to private school. So I was always in like religion classes yeah, or whatever.
That's a lot.
It was a lot. And then like we went to this church, which was great because it was really like very like liberal, inclusive, like view on Christianity, which I think was really healthy for me. And then I went to like this like really strict Catholic prep school. So I got, and I went to like a Lutheran middle school
yeah.
and a Baptist, whatever school, elementary school. So it was like, I got everything. And like, mm-hmm. what did I take from it? I don't know.
Like, well, that's the thing, because it's like instilled in you in your subconscious. So it's in you, but you're not actively thinking about it or processing it.
But I was never close enough to any of it to like it have the fear of God instilled in me
yeah.
in the relation to pleasure, more or less than anyone else, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's tricky. It's tricky. When I think about it now, I wasn't allowed to wear makeup. I wasn't allowed to dye my hair until I was like 18.
Yeah.
And then I went away to college. I lived on campus, so I was away from my parents for the first time. And then I was like, you can't stop me because yeah. you don't live here. And then I like go home for Thanksgiving with like shitty store, like box dye bleached hair. And they're like, okay, I guess.
Yeah, literally same.
Yeah, they were just like, I guess we can't stop you, but like, really? And part of me is like, if you let me do this when I was younger, I probably would have gotten like over it. And then now I have an entire career in beauty because you didn't let me wear makeup. But I think my mom is actually like, this is great because it means she gives me all the La Prairie.
Right, exactly. It finally worked out for everyone.
Yes, like it came full circle.
No,
but
it's funny because like people are always like, oh my God, have you always worn makeup? And it's like, no, I didn't wear makeup in high school. I was afraid I was going to get my ass beat, which well, yeah. I would have.
It was a different time then too.
Yes, yeah. exactly.
Yeah.
And especially in college, I went to this like yeah. tiny school in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. And it's like, I was already getting called a faggot. Like, do you think I was going to put makeup on? Yeah. No.
I don't want to attract more of that attention.
Fuck, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, and I think like a lot of this has to do with just like, I think it's all of that is what I'm still sort of like mm-hmm. learning my way through. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not really afraid of God because I don't think like God made a mistake on me. Fingers crossed.
I also don't think God gives a shit. If there is whatever concept of a God there is, like he has bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, you think God cares if I'm wearing mascara or fucking a dude? No.
Dude does not care.
No.
Also, I'm like, if you have a problem with it, you made me. So this is actually your issue.
Yeah, not mine. I'm like, you did this, not me.
I didn't ask to be created, God. So,
yeah, like,
yeah.
How was I just floating out in the cosmos, yeah. and now I have a credit score?
Yeah. Exactly. Also, why don't you fix capitalism first before you worry about me wearing too much makeup?
Exactly.
No, I truly think like all those restrictive attitudes are just from people.
Yeah,
it's just from like cultures. So I'm just like, you think you're doing God's work, but you're actually just a piece of shit.
You're playing.
And you're
God
afraid
you're
of women.
Right.
Like one thing, I was talking to my friend I went upstate with over this weekend, like how internalized misogyny and all that. And we're like, men were right to oppress women. You're fucking terrifying.
Someone is going to isolate that and put it on Twitter and drag you to fucking hell. This is your cancellation.
Out of context.
You have a book deal. You can't talk yeah. like that. You have to let that book come out first.
When I realize women make people with their bodies and then nourish them with their bodies, we are kind of gods, actually.
Dude.
So if I was like a man who didn't understand that, who's like, I can't do that with my body, I would be afraid of women too.
I wrote when the God is a Woman fragrance came out, I wrote...
Wait. Oh, God. Oh, sorry. I thought of the Halsey album when you said that.
Oh.
Never mind.
No, but when the God is a yes. Woman fragrance came out, I wrote something that was essentially saying what you just said. I know, yeah. like, I'm a man, so I, like, don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but I did. It was, I think, I'm going to get myself in trouble for this. I was really proud of it,
mm-hmm.
and it was, like, if you're gonna let me write about fragrance, this is how I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Okay. And like, you know that.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
For 10 years. I basically like, I don't know. I wrote about God as a woman in that way. And yeah. My editor saw it and was like, no. And I was like, come on.
Yeah. Didn't that piece get chopped up pretty liberal? It get chopped up.
All respect to everyone involved.
The editors were really working that day.
I was really proud of that one. Yeah. And I'm really sad.
That's the fragrance writing I want to read.
Fucking write. Anyway, sorry.
Whatever. Birdie.
I guess that was too extreme.
Too extreme. Too intense for mainstream media, I suppose.
Anyway,
wow, we really went somewhere.
Yeah. Yeesh.
But like,
this is
that's what you get.
This is, you're listening to a fragrance podcast. Yes. Again, you asked for this.
Leave
us 5 stars. No, I mean, like, this is the way that we both interact with all this
exactly.
shit. This is why we do this and all the rest of the shit we do.
I feel like so many people who interact with this podcast do so in a way, a lot of like the newcomers are just like, I didn't realize people really delved into fragrance or scent this deeply. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, it seems like they're just coming into themselves and into feeling comfortable expressing things with cosmetics and fragrance. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them, they're all ages, but I'm just like, yeah. Like,
I thought you said they're all Asian.
They're all Asian. They're all ages, but like, and everyone's like, you know, on their different journey in life or whatever. But I would love for everyone to just discard this notion of shoulds with beauty, because there's no fucking shoulds.
Yeah.
There's no rules.
There's no rules.
There's helpful tips, but there are no rules. Because all beauty is just a different form of communication.
Uh-huh.
It's visual, it's olfactory. Uh-huh. And it's just another way to create the self.
Do you,
it's
girls?
Self-creation.
We're here to lift you up and celebrate.
Yeah, that's why it's called make up. You're making yourself up.
Exactly.
Another existential episode of Smell You Later.
Right. We're sorry and you're welcome.
We're never sorry.
Never sorry.
Unless we get sued, then we might be sorry.
I don't think we sent anything inflammatory this time.
Only.
Except by my editor.
Yeah.
Oops. Well, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
If it's positive.
If it's positive. Let us know your positive thoughts.
Exactly.
I like where we went with that.
I do too.
Because like, how else do you make the topic of intense and extreme fragrances into a shifting attitude of beauty being more indulgent, which I'm always about.
Yeah.
I always support people indulging in beauty.
Queen of indulgence.
Yes.
I'm going to go home and drink a beer.
I'm going to eat a whole tiramisu. My favorite dessert.
Well, we hope you are indulging yourself wherever you are. Don't fear.
Always.
It. Always.
Prioritize pleasure. I think that's the theme of this episode. Mm-hmm. And my life.
Also a lyric.
It is?
Yes. Oh, from Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Anyway. Okay.
Anyway.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yes.
Smellylater.mp3.
Yep.
I'm at Tynan Buck.
I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
We love you.
We love you so much. And we will smell you later.
Smell you later.